From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And you took part in that trial at Auckland Airport. Give us the report card. Are we liking it or not?
I did quite like it. So if you don't know, they've shifted the customs control before bag claim as you come through the gauntlet at Auckland Airport. And it seemed to work. So fingers crossed, hopefully they reduce some of the queues. But last night worked pretty well.
Fantastic. Good to hear. Now, CPI yesterday, which is where you've been in Australia, it's yep. up, which once again brings the RBA into play, of course.
Yeah, well, potentially, yes. Yes, I have been in Australia for a few days at the CBA Global Markets Conference. I was very fortunate to attend the dinner on Tuesday night when the new RBA governor made her first official speech since taking office, and plenty of attention that, given that that was delivered Tuesday night. That was the eve of their CPI print, which was released yesterday. Unfortunately, contrast to our recent inflation print, their CPI was higher than expected. So their CPI now running at 5.4%. So that's through to the third quarter of the year. Recall we're running at 5.6%. But the issue here is that our cash rate is at 5.5% and their cash rate is considerably lower at 4.1%. Now their 5.4 outcome, that was above consensus, a little bit above it. Estimate was 5.3%. Core inflation running at 5.2%, their quarterly number 1.2, and like us, that has lifted from the second quarter. They were at 0.8. So it sort of prompted a number of calls, sort of expecting that the RBA might hike their cash rate 25 basis points to 4.35 at the November meeting. That's early November, 7th of November. That would wreck a few Melbourne Cup parties. What was interesting, Mike, is that media commentators really seized on some statements from the governor's speech, and she said that the bank wouldn't hesitate to hike if there was a material upgrade to its inflation forecast. And now we have to assess whether the CPI outcome yesterday is actually a material upgrade. But Mike, I sat and listened to the whole speech's entirety. It did leave me thinking that there was a fairly high hurdle to move the cash rate higher than 4.1, but it's all speculation, really. We'll have to wait and see. I would make a comment, Mike, that the mood of the room was very positive after the new RBA governor spoke. You know, assured, assertive, capable, engaging. That was the impression that was left in the room afterwards. So, yeah, big thank you to Commonwealth Bank of Australia for the invite. It was good.
Fantastic. She impressive or no?
Yes, undoubtedly. I just thought, and then when she engaged with the reporters, it was done in an incredibly professional, engaging manner, which I thought was excellent.
Tell me, now, last time we talked about the trachometer, it went up and now it's gone down. What's that mean?
Well, it means that the data is quite volatile. Yes, so the trusty ANZ trachometer, the outcome of the traffic count for September. Now, ANZ are describing it as a spring pothole. You've got to be a bit careful about overanalyzing monthly data. As I said, you've got the volatility to take into account. But looking at time over the trends, the light traffic index is a good indicator of demand, of people's willingness to spend. It fell 1.3% in September, still displaying a mild upward trend. But you'd have to expect that because our population's going up. Yeah. But if you do want to draw the conclusions, it could indicate a little bit of life in third quarter growth, but the heavy traffic index, that fell 3.5%. So that's quite a grunty fall, but it did reverse a big lift in August. The three-month average there is sort of a little bit dour. That sort of acts against the sort of that read we get from the light traffic index. I think, yeah, it's a patchy economy, Mike, and that's probably the conclusion that you take from all that.
Numbers, please.
So, yeah, not looking that flash on the old NASDAQ. The Dow Jones is down 48 points, which is 0.15%, just over 33,094. The S&P 500, though, down 1.3%, 4191. The poor NASDAQ is down over 2%. Some of the tech stocks getting hit pretty hard. Google was down almost 10% at one stage, so grunty fall there, 12,874. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 7414, up 25, just about a third of a percent. The Nikkei, 31,269. It was up to two-thirds of a percent. Shanghai Composite up 12 points, 2974. The Aussies yesterday down 3, 6854. And the NZX 50 lost 0.7%, 77 points, 10,884. Kiwi dollar just flirting with the 58 cent mark again, 0.5816. Quite a bit lower against the Aussie, 0.9201. The Euro, 0.55, 0.4795 against the pound, 87.23 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,978. And Brent crude, the sort of weakness over the last couple of days continues, $89.12.
I'll take it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.